to Munch, a podcast and website where we pair meals with movies. I'm Ben.
I'm Andre.
I'm Leanna.
And we are finally back with another episode of iTunes Roulette.
What you've all been waiting for.
Yes, and this time it actually falls on me, because last time we had the wonderful film Battle for L.A.?
Battle for L.A.,
which was an experience
At
of
least
sorts.
It was free.
Yes, that's correct. True. I didn't think about that for a second.
The ads saved us on that one, too.
Yeah, they did.
So Andre and Leanna have a starting film for me. Go back to the previous episodes to understand like what the game of iTunes Roulette is. But they pick a film. I choose four films to get to where we're going. And that's all you really need to know.
Yes.
Should we start this off?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a pretty simple,
I have no idea where
pretty simple
going.
Concept. Do you want to explain it or should I?
Yeah. Do we want to explain both concepts or just the one we went with?
I think there's just concepts
I think
here?
Just the one we went with.
All right. Well...
It's high concept.
It's pretty
maybe
simple.
maybe in the actual podcast you can talk me through the
okay.
other concept.
Yeah, we can. Okay.
How's that sound?
Yeah,
that
yeah.
sounds great. So the concept for this was there's a movie that we've all been meaning to watch, and one of the mechanics in iTunes Roulette is figuring out a circle to enable you to
watch that film.
Circle back to a specific film. And so Andre and I are crossing our fingers. Like, I'm just gonna let it be known that this is our strategy tonight.
To watch this film. You want
to
watch
this
film. Okay.
Yeah. Triple X, The Return of Xander Cage.
Oh, my gosh. Please, yes. Please, yes.
Oh, Siri,
no.
Fail.
What? Just do
just
Return
Triple
of
X.
Return of Xander Cage.
Return of Xander Cage.
Oh, I love this film.
Should I have said XXX?
Maybe.
There it is. This is what we want.
Open in iTunes. Just because I'm not sure if the related is going to work the same way.
Aren't we in iTunes?
There's technically kind of like... All right.
We need to cut.
Okay.
No, we're going to talk this through on the podcast.
Okay. Oh,
so a little bit of detail about Apple TV. There's essentially two states for a specific movie. There's like...
This is Ben's Tech Corner.
Welcome to Ben's Tech Corner, where you hear everything you need to know about the Apple TV specifically.
Oh, those are very different.
There's actually two... Yeah, like as I mentioned, there's two, and the viewers also watch this different
yeah.
than related.
Right, Dan Brown's Inferno was definitely not showing up last time.
All right.
I'm starting the timer.
I cannot
You've got
wait to
1 minute.
Hear what the second
also,
concept
I'm
is.
Just going to point out right now that like we can only buy this movie.
Oh, God.
It was on Hulu.
It was on Hulu.
Okay,
that's
so
right.
We're fine. We're fine. Like, right. If we get back to it, we get back to it.
I would have been fine with it.
Oh, there are some choices.
Ooh, taken
here.
Three.
Oh,
wanted
RoboCop.
To see G.I. Joe Retaliation. All right, have you started? You've started.
I've started okay. it. Yeah.
Got to go with the witch. Last witch hunter. Like that is
nice.
An obvious choice.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This is not what I wanted.
Okay, we're good. Yeah, yeah.
This is not great. This is not
okay.
Great.
You don't have a way back, so you're going
to
have to.
Oh, there's G.I. Joe. That was they were. Yeah. That's a, and Point Break. I think is also a connected one.
I'm gonna go G.I. Joe.
Okay.
So that's two.
That's your
I got two
click.
More.
You've got two more clicks.
Oh, this is not looking good.
Oh man.
RoboCop was okay. Oh man. All right.
Oh, this is not looking good.
Oh man.
Wow,
you're
got
getting,
a lot of options.
There is
though.
A ton of options here.
This is, I think, the most options I've ever seen. Terminator Genesis was on Triple X also.
Yeah, I don't really want to go that direction.
Yeah, but that might be related to a
that'll
ton.
Bring you, that'll
how much time do I have? How much time do I have?
You have 40 seconds.
Terminator Transformers 4 is on there, too.
I'm not feeling great about this, I will be honest.
Oh, man, yeah. You might have to pivot.
Ooh.
Like what is going to give you the best chance of having something decent to watch
yeah,
that doesn't take
whatever
you back?
You
maybe
pick
Terminator
now.
Genesis. Maybe I go Terminator Genesis. I think that's where I'm feeling. I'm going to go there.
Okay.
Because you've got a couple. You basically need to pick your action star. Like we've got we've got Arnold Schwarzenegger. We've got Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
You have 9 seconds.
We've got oh.
I
we
went
Terminator
Genesis.
Genesis.
I went. Yeah. This and then this one's my pick.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
The one you select here is
San
the one we're going to watch.
No. No.
The Last Witch Hunter could be fun.
Oh, yeah, we could do that.
I might take a shot.
To continue?
I might.
Kong Skull Island.
Wow. Wow, jeez. I was really hoping Triple X would come back up.
The thing is, I'm afraid Triple X is not going to be on The Last Witch Hunter.
Well, we know, because you clicked on The Last Witch Hunter and it wasn't there.
But maybe we'll, like, because we came from Triple X, maybe it didn't show it in the results. But
if that's how you want to spend your shot, you can.
I'll take a shot. Okay. I'm going to take a shot.
All right, you can do it later.
This is how badly I want to
watch. All right, you get two extra clicks. Yeah, these look like the same options.
Are they? I think they changed.
Yeah, I don't remember the Expendables 3 being in there. Yeah,
these are different. These are definitely different. Mm. And it's still not...
Yeah, you might even say these are
worse. The weird thing was Triple X did not appear on...
Not a single Triple X film. Not even like...
So there wasn't even a way to like work it back.
No. Man, you're stuck picking one of these.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
I mean, I'd be down to watch Insurgent since I never actually saw it. Have you seen Kong
Skull Island?
No, I haven't.
Actually, Andre and I went on the studio tour at Universal Studios. You've got 15
seconds.
And so we did do the like simulation for that movie.
Dracula Untold could be fun. Never heard of Seventh Son. That'd be interesting. Four.
San Andreas?
Three. Two. One. Kong Skull Island. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the one.
I don't feel great about that.
75%, that's good.
No, I like, I've heard good things about this film, and also this director has like acknowledged that there are video game elements hidden into this. Like,
oh, cool.
Things like Journey
have
been hidden into this. But I really wanted to watch Triple X.
I know. We thought that's why it would be fun to pick it, because there was a chance you would be able to watch it.
On the bright side, this has a 75%, which is like a lot higher.
No, and we have to buy it. Man, you had to pick the $15 movie.
I'll do this and see it. It might be on HBO or something.
Yeah, yeah, true. Okay, we'll figure that out.
We're going to watch this film, and we'll get back to you shortly.
And we are back. We just watched Kong Skull Island, directed by Jordan Boyd Roberts, starring Thomas Middleton. Hiddleditch.
Thomas Middleton Hiddleditch.
Also including Brie Larson.
Mm-hmm.
And Samuel L. Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Samuel L. Jackson.
Jr.
That guy from Fast and Furious. That other one. Guy from Fast and Furious.
Two guys from Fast and Furious.
Two Fast and Furious guys.
And then the guy who was in Lars and the Real Girl.
What?
Wasn't there a guy from Lars and the Real Girl in it?
Are you referring to Me, Earl, and the Dying Girl?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Then he was in it. Yes. Again,
I didn't think that Ryan
Seacrest.
No, that's
not he wasn't in this
one. Oh my gosh, I'm just like completely.
I think that was the last
guys, name. Did we watch this movie?
Feminist. Yeah. Male
Ryan
actor.
Ryan Gosling?
Yeah, Ryan Gosling.
So I was right with Ryan.
Ryan Gosling?
No, Ryan Gosling.
He was not in this movie.
Ryan Gosling was not in this movie.
He was in Lars and the Real.
But you know who was in this movie? Thomas. John C. Reilly.
Yeah, he was. That was a surprise.
Yeah.
I didn't see his name at the beginning, or did I?
It was in there.
It was in there.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Remember how
John Goodman
was in this movie for like a minute?
A hot minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he was gone.
Yeah. It was not a very good performance from him. Like, I saw him in
I'm not going to say it was a bad one, though. Like, it just didn't have a lot to it. He was very one note, which I feel like a lot of the actors were. Like, they hit their note really well.
Yeah.
Or, sorry. Let me.
They hit their note.
Yes.
Yeah.
They hit their note. And then the film continued.
Right.
It sometimes lost some characters along the way.
Mm-hmm.
You never felt anything about losing those characters.
Well, only unnamed characters died except for Samuel L. Jackson. Oh, and John Goodman.
John Goodman.
And Jack.
So people who you feel
don't
like...
Don't forget Jack.
Oh, right, Jack.
Yeah.
Can't forget Jack.
That's key.
Yeah. Okay, other than Jack, only people you dislike.
I only knew Jack because they said his name multiple times because they were like, we gotta find Jack.
We gotta go back
for
Jack.
We gotta go west for Jack.
Jack's dead. Doesn't matter. We gotta go back anyway. Okay.
Yeah, that's not a great
movie. All right.
Let's not dwell on that one.
Yeah.
So, all right. Let's just get a really quick temperature check because I think this is going to be a good overview of the film as a whole. I don't think we need to go a lot into this film for what is going to be very obvious and clear reasons. So, like, who wants to kick?
It was fun.
Off? That was what I was going to say, to be honest.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Like, it's not bad.
No, it wasn't bad. It was a fun movie.
There have been plenty of films, especially on iTunes Roulette, where we have come out of it feeling like we wasted over 2 hours of our lives.
At times some money.
And three things.
We didn't pay for this.
One, this was free. Two, this was under 2 hours. And three, I don't feel like I wasted my time. But I didn't learn anything from this movie. I didn't grow from watching this movie. I just watched this movie.
What did you expect to learn from King Kong, Skull Island,
Return
of the Kong?
His background, his origin story.
Yeah, I imagine
this is the start of like the MonsterVerse. Uh-huh. So this is like you're learning who Iron Man is in this scenario. That is what I was hoping.
This
like,
was more of a Spider-Man Homecoming. He's already King Kong.
Yeah, but like, what's weird is like they haven't set that character up because I imagine this King Kong is very different from the Jack Black.
You might like the Planet of the Apes movies if you want to watch monkeys' origin stories and how they become smart guys.
There's also Rampage coming out soon. What is it about us with these monkeys?
They're almost human.
Is that what it?
Yeah.
Is that it? That's what it is.
It is. Okay. Yeah. They're almost human, but they're stronger than us.
Called Almost Human.
Probably.
Yeah, there is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's also one called
good.
Evans.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's
and
good.
We'll leave it at that.
I think.
That's it. Good night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically.
I mean, good day.
This has been much.
Yeah.
I think my biggest issue was this, and they give you hints of what this film could be, was
right.
They wanted this kind of stylish action feel.
Mm-hmm.
That they never fully committed to.
When they did commit, the scenes were really beautiful.
Like, there's a couple moments like where there's this green mist kind of falling over, and then
Thomas Hiddleditch.
Yep, Tom Hiddleditch puts on a gas mask, has someone throw him a samurai sword and then like cuts through a lot of birds and like that's a really great moment that like starts to create a sense of
it felt very like
center and soul for
yeah.
this film. Another moment is when Kong kind of pops up,
mm-hmm.
Has some chains around him. On the end of one chain is a rotor of a ship, like swings that towards the monster, and it's like it's this really cool moment that has a lot of character and personality. And this film was peppered with those moments, but it never seemed to fully...
But it was also, like, almost equally peppered with moments where we were all like, oh, and that's a green screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
it felt very
looking at a green screen. Yeah.
It was always when, like, all the humans are framed in a set and there's something going on in front of the set behind them.
Yeah.
It always is like them looking out a window or something, and it feels very artificial.
But I will say, and of course, you know, ask me in 10 years, maybe I'm wrong, but I thought the CGI will age well. Like, it looked pretty good.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good.
Remind me to ask Leanna in 10 years how well... She's not listening.
You gotta try that.
Remind me to ask Leanna in 10 years how she thought the CGI from Kong Skull Island changed. Or stood up. Stood the test of time.
Okay. Just tell me what you want to be reminded about.
Alright, never mind. This isn't gonna work.
That's
I just am gonna
helpful.
Have to remember.
Siri, that was very unhelpful.
Apple's never gonna cast this in their commercials.
No. It just doesn't
work. Oh, can you imagine that commercial? No, Siri, that's not what I wanted. Siri.
10 years.
I said 10 years. Not 1 year, not 10 days.
No, Skull Island, not King Kong.
Leanna, not
Leanne.
Classic.
Oh, so, all right. Tangentially related to what we were talking about, I went to Starbucks the other day.
Really?
And on my cup, they called for Andre. And I was like, Andy? And then I looked at the cup and it said Andre. And I think they read it like Andre. Andre?
Andre.
No, it was Andre.
That's a very
I heard Andy. Yeah. It's a very uncommon pronunciation.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Perhaps more uncommon than Andre.
Yeah.
I like
Andre.
Do you think the, like, was there an accent?
There was no accent, which probably is what threw her.
I would still say Andre.
You would.
Yeah.
Huh.
But you know me.
I do, but I also know someone with the same spelling without the accent, and they're still called Andre, so I don't know.
Kong Skull Island.
Was a good film. Yeah. Like, well, if anyone ever asked me, like, how was Kong Skull Island? I'm like, it's a good film.
This is why no one talked about it, because it was like, yeah, it was fine. You don't go to work the next day and say, like, you need to spend 2 hours watching this movie.
This is the perfect film not to watch in a theater.
Oh, yeah. You don't need to pay money to see this film.
Yeah.
The way we watched it tonight, for free, is the way to see this film.
With bathroom breaks and...
And a glass of wine.
Yeah.
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 Pets surrounding animals. Yeah, like multiple glasses of wine.
Yeah, like honestly. You have the cat on one side, the dog on the other, and you're just snuggled by your animals with your glass of wine, and you're watching this movie on a Saturday night. Like,
that's and you have IMDb on your phone, so you can look up all the people, and you're like, oh, that's the guy from...
That's one guy.
He was from... He was in Fast and Furious. I thought so.
Is the optimal way to watch this film. Yes.
You know what else was, like, a really good realization tonight?
What?
That actually... This King Kong film is the second film in another extended universe, which I did not realize.
No, me either. Okay. We both saw Godzilla in theaters when it came out.
2014.
Was that long ago?
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, huh? Andre and I weren't even married back then.
Yeah.
That's how long ago.
But we did see it as a date years
ago. We did see it on a date.
Yeah.
Were you living together at that point?
Yes.
Okay.
We were living in sin at that point, yeah.
Yeah. That was the previous time while we were living in sin.
Yes.
I mean, we all have to do it.
Yeah. We've all been there. We've all done it. So.
And as we were living in sin, we saw the movie Godzilla. And we saw it...
When you're living in sin, you might as well.
Yeah, you might as well.
Anything goes at that point.
It's kind of all up in the air.
And when growing up, for some reason, I just had this fascination with the Godzilla movies. Even the ones that were, like, they were Japanese films, they were not dubbed in English, they had English subtitles.
Because if I remember correctly, you said you watched these on, like, boat trips.
Yes. So when my family and I would go on boat trips, we could all pick, like, movies that we wanted to watch. Because there were, my dad would typically be the one who was, like, driving the boat, and then my mom, my brother, his friends, we would all kind of, like, take turns having movies that we wanted to watch while we were just kind of going to our next destination. And I would always pick these Godzilla films that were in Japanese, and I wasn't even old enough to be able to read the subtitles, like, not even that I couldn't read them fast enough. I couldn't even read the subtitles
yet. But you liked them.
But I like them.
Do you know why?
I really like
Monsters.
Godzilla.
Do you know why, though?
I think because it was a dinosaur.
Not exactly, but he did look like a dinosaur.
He's like half dinosaur, half lizard. He's just this big fantasy magical creature.
So how many Godzilla films do you think you've seen?
Including the one that I saw while I was living in Sin. Probably like 5 or 6.
Wow. Okay.
I think I've
pretty decent.
Only seen the one that we saw when we were living in Sin, and the one that came out in like 2000 or like 99.
Yeah, that one.
The one
was like very bad.
Ooh, who was the main actor from that one?
I know I saw that one.
I
watched it every time I went to my grandma's house.
And that would put me in like maybe
it was the DVD they had or VHS really VHS.
That's the other thing. They were all on VHS, and I remember like we'd
not
go
the best
in,
quality.
We'd go into these like tiny video stores at these different like ports we would end in. And I would seek out Godzilla movies. Like, that was what I wanted.
Wait, so would you purchase the VHS or, like...
You'd rent them.
Mm-hmm. And then you'd return
them. How does that work? Like, would it be just a Blockbuster and you return it at a different Blockbuster? Or, like, do you end
either
up back at that?
Either we were staying in that place for a few days.
So you could
Or we were, like, going to come back at some point. But, yeah, you'd return it, yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, and I don't remember a lot about these films. I know I've seen one of the original, like, Godzilla versus Mothra. I know I also saw one where Godzilla fights this, like, giant rose.
Poison Ivy? Was it a DC crossover?
Probably.
I'm into that.
That would make sense.
That'd be so cool.
And then I definitely saw, like, an original Godzilla because I remember...
Did you see any Godzilla Ultraman crossovers?
You know, I really don't remember.
Okay.
But I know I must have seen an original one, and then I remember when we would go to other stores and I would see, like, it was Godzilla versus something else, I was like, well, I have to know.
Yeah. It's never just about Godzilla. It's always Godzilla versus something.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Like, that's the ultimate story about Godzilla. It's like, Godzilla is the idea of something bad, but ultimately fights for humanity's side. And it's like, that tension of, like, something you want to, like, something you feel endangered by, but also that's something that ultimately turns and fights for you. And it's like,
well, so we just watched a Godzilla movie,
I guess.
No, and that makes sense,
yeah.
Because, like, this is
the
second
film.
Well,
shit, and now it's going to be Kong vs. Godzilla.
Well, that's basically Batman versus Superman.
That is why I brought
it's
up
not
that.
Gonna be good.
That is why I brought up this segment, like, what's going to happen when Kong fights Godzilla, because they're in the same universe, and there's a film coming out in 2020, like, technically, they're kind of on the same side, are
Who's
they not?
Who's going to be Wonder Woman? Mothra? No.
Probably like some.
Who's gonna be Wonder
Thomas
Woman?
Middleton.
Wonder Woman's
Thomas Middleditch?
No, Wonder Woman's gonna be like some small kid that that is just like there, and like it's a story about that kid, whatever.
We've got our own little Godzilla here. Tingo has decided to attack.
Mid-recording. It should be pointed out that, actually, while we were watching the film, there were these things called, like, the skull creatures or something that Kong had to defend the humans
right.
against.
Yeah.
And as it bit Kong, Tango bit Andre, and he cried out in pain, and I just turned to Andre and said, well, that's the 4DX experience.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
It was good.
It was very
good. It was a
good
moment.
So that's, you know, it's good to have a cat around to really bring the extra dimension into your movie watching.
So this is something we were talking about a little earlier, and then we got talking about Godzilla when I wanted to take it this direction, so I'm going to take it this direction now.
Wow, because we didn't
finish really
talking
fully
about
all right,
what, sorry,
Godzilla
you have something?
And Wonder Woman.
All right, go ahead.
Well, I was wondering what happens in Godzilla versus King Kong, but, like, we're not able to complete our threads. So, Andre, what hit us up.
Okay, so we were talking about IMDb, right? You know how in movie theaters, they and how you want to watch it at home so you can look up everyone on IMDb. Okay, so this is a $1 million idea.
Okay,
you know,
is this like pitching a startup right now where we could
yes.
be talking about? Okay, all right, go
No,
ahead.
You obviously don't want
no,
to hear
let's
it.
No, let's do it. Let's do it. Go.
Okay. You know those closed
Wait,
caption?
This, okay, this is a
This
startup.
Is a $1 million idea.
Yeah.
I'm copywriting it right
Trying
now.
Trying to get it into White Combinator?
Yeah.
Say it
okay.
so that it's officially copyrighted. You know what to do.
Yes.
Three
Okay, so, you know the subtitle glasses that people who are hard of hearing wear? That, but IMDb for actors on the screen. Copyright, copyright, copyright.
Okay.
Right? As soon as an actor comes
so
off the screen,
like
down here you see, like, Fast and Furious 2, Fast and Furious 3.
Like, based
yeah.
off of your previous
but
movie
you can,
watching
like,
experience.
You can, like, choose to put the glasses on.
Yeah, you put the glasses on, and then running at the bottom, it's,
okay.
it shows the actor and then everything.
But it has your knowledge of the films and TV shows you've seen recently so that it shows you relevant
sure.
responses.
Yeah,
I
right.
think that's
yeah.
the important thing.
Because it needs to
yeah.
show them to you in the order in which you've watched them so you can be like,
oh,
oh
yeah.
that's what I remember.
Not top bill, but ones that you've seen.
Yes.
Exactly, because, like, earlier in this film,
$1 million,
I think,
yeah.
Leanna, you were calling out what they had been in, and I was like, I haven't seen these, so, like, it's definitely not that I recognize them
right.
from. So it has to be specifically films and TV shows you've seen.
And
so,
this is going to be the tough part, because it's a lot of times movies that you saw a long time ago that you have a hard time remembering from. So when you get these glasses, you're going to have to go back and enter every movie you've ever seen.
Well, no.
Or at least
here's,
start.
Here's what you should here's what you should do. So you should start this startup. You should do that.
Okay.
And then you need to get enough users that MoviePass is like, oh, we need to just acquire this company. And then MoviePass will acquire you, and then it'll be built into MoviePass so that As you bring your glasses with you when you go see the movie, and MoviePass knows what movies you've seen, and it has all this data about you, and then it's an all
yeah,
integrated experience.
Yeah, you hook
experience.
Into a previous system.
It becomes another offering that MoviePass can give you. They become like MoviePass branded glasses.
Yeah,
so
that's really smart.
You have to buy MoviePass to get
well,
the glasses.
I thought these were more like, I was going to pitch it to IMDb. Because that could be
No,
a
I like
good.
My idea better.
Okay. But IMDb has the actual knowledge.
It could be both. Let's just say both. It's
okay.
a
well,
yeah.
IMDb,
cool.
they have an API that calls IMDb, but, like, IMDb Yeah. Maybe pay IMDb, but like they're not the they don't okay. they're not the hardware things. Business.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
All right. What do these glasses look like?
Oh, just like the closed captioning glasses. Same technology, just different text on the screen.
I don't have a good sense of what those look like.
They're like glasses that you wear.
Oh, they're like glasses.
I understand. Oh, like, they're the glasses.
You gotta
I'm saying
it.
Like visually, what do they
okay,
visually
they're kind
look
of like chunky, and at the bottom of the lens, it runs subtitles over the screen.
Like, are like, we looking Google. At like a... Cyclops style glasses?
No, no, like 3D glasses, totally clear except for the very bottom where it's dark, and this is where the text like runs.
I'm trying to figure out other ways to ask him how to visually describe these glasses, and
I feel like he can also just like just do in the style of Google
Glass.
What
do you want?
You can do it
like
Google Glass. Yeah, that'd be fine. They're part of your 3D glasses.
All right.
Whether you want to turn them on or off, like you just okay. pay them the money to turn it on or off. It's built into the 3D glasses.
Okay, so it looks like 3D glasses.
I think we still need a little bit of work on the hardware side, but I like the idea.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Cool
so
idea.
I'm asking for $300,000 for 2% of my company.
Shark Tank, are you listening? Get back to us.
Okay.
We're here.
At least be copyrighted.
Yes,
yeah, at least we
yes.
did. Yeah, and just one more time, like
records,
for the record.
Copyright.
Thank you.
All it's right. mine.
It's just that easy.
Mm-hmm.
Just that easy.
I have something actually that I think that we can do.
Okay.
So, in this film, there were a lot of dudes.
There were a lot of dudes.
I was thinking we could do an all female recast.
Okay.
But I'd specifically like to call out that we cast Brie Larson's character as a man, because I would love to have a Kong movie where we swap gender roles and
okay.
have Kong save a man.
I got this.
So it should be Queen Kong?
No, it's...
It can still be King Kong.
It can still be King Kong, but King Kong saves a man, instead
okay.
of a woman.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So I want to start it off with Tom Hiddleston, Thomas Hiddleditch, Thomas...
Tommy Middle Diddle.
Tommy
Middle.
Yep.
Tommy Hiddle Diddle Middle.
That one.
Stiddle Ditch.
Okay.
He was Stim. Our British Special Forces...
All right, I got it.
Okay.
I'm looking at Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah,
yep.
sure.
Like,
yeah,
someone that is known for their personality and character, but, like, is also easy to look at.
Yep.
If that makes sense.
Like, it
yeah.
does.
Like, I can see her in, like, a tank top.
You don't need them for
sweating.
A lot,
yeah.
but they're there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm in.
Yeah.
All right.
That's perfect.
That was easy.
Yeah.
Okay. Samuel L. Jackson.
Ruby Rose?
Yeah.
I'm not feeling Ruby Rose for that one. I think Ruby Rose is good for another role.
Okay.
I'm looking at...
Because this is someone who starts out as he's the
this
team
is
leader.
This is a tough one.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the team leader of the military crew. And then early on, we find out that he just really has a problem with big animals, and he has to kill them all. And they villainize him because of that, and then he dies.
Okay.
So we need someone who can kind of follow that arc.
You know, like, something in Hollywood, there's not a lot of roles. Like, who is the Michael Shannon of women?
Yeah.
Like, there's not a lot of roles available for that. Option so that makes it harder for, like, because we don't have a, like, we can gravitate towards, like, this specific actress.
You know, the
like,
only
makes it a lot harder.
The only one that comes to mind is, like, potentially the woman who plays Dolores Umbridge in Harry Potter,
because
yeah, she's like a pretty
yeah,
she like she's a villain that comes like which
she's
I know
very
is
military to me.
I think if you put her in the right costume with
okay.
the right,
it would definitely be a change to the role.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else?
We can come back to it.
Wait.
Okay.
I could see Margaret Cho.
Okay.
For this role.
Mm-hmm.
It would change it a little bit. Like, I'm imagining this, like, a slightly more humorous version take of this film.
Okay.
Okay.
And while she has, like, a military kind of personality and, like, is ultimately going that, but does it so over the top, where Samuel L. Jackson never, like, fully dove into this character, like, you started to get it, and, like, you saw the villain take hold, but it, like, even we were at odds, like, are they actually going to kill this character by the end of the film? And so in this version of the film, it just completely goes there.
Okay.
So I'm imagining Margot Cho in this role.
One other idea that just came to mind for this was Cate Blanchett was really awesome as Hela in Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah, I was searching for that name.
So potentially she could also handle this role, especially because there were a lot of shots with Samuel L. Jackson looking into the fire.
Yeah.
And I could see Cate Blanchett just owning those
just
scenes.
The fire, like.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So. What about John C. Reilly?
Ooh. So the character that was lost on, Helen Mirren.
Ooh, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes. Into that.
Like, a little eccentric, because she's been lost on this island, but, oh, yes. I'm very into that. Andre, do you concur?
I concur.
Okay, cast. What about the guy that was, like, wearing the bandana? He was the first to turn on Samuel L. Jackson. He was the youngest of the group.
But, like, had a humorous streak to him.
Had a humorous streak. He, I think, was also the one that kept putting the music on in every scene where they had a montage.
He's Melissa McCarthy?
Ooh.
Oh, that could be fun, yeah.
Yeah, I could see Melissa McCarthy as well.
Yeah.
Well, she, I think, would fit in well. So there were two other, like, guys that were just there as backup. I could see Melissa McCarthy being one of them.
Sure.
Yeah. Yes,
I like Issa Rae as the music one, though. Because she would make different musical choices.
She for sure has that music bent to it in a way that, like...
And they would also feel... It would feel right for her character to be the one picking the music.
Sure. Yes.
Okay. What about Jack Chapman?
Who's that? Oh, the guy who dies?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He doesn't really do anything except for look shocked. Look surprised. Looked kind of aghast.
He was a weird character. He was a real...
We can skip it.
Yeah.
No, I mean...
We have to cast everyone. They don't... I mean, they don't all have to be women, but just trying to...
I want to get Deepika Padukone in this.
Okay.
She's in Return of Xander Cage.
Okay.
We didn't watch that tonight.
So I
want to
get her in
this.
I don't think
efforts.
This is her role.
Okay.
So we maybe also have... Jack ends up being like a Kristen Wiig.
Oh, I can see that.
Like, if we're going a humorous bent.
Yeah.
And you have that, like, shock moment as she sees what's coming.
Yeah.
And then she's actually, like, instead of writing to Billy, like, she still writes to Billy, but Billy's actually just her dog.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
That's really
I like
good.
That.
I love that.
Aww,
yeah. Okay. Last two, John Goodman.
Robin Wright.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm onto that.
Takes a serious turn, but
yeah.
I'm into that.
She's
I'm
very
into
serious.
It.
She always plays that like serious. She would have this whole operation planned. She would have planned
I
it way better
it.
Than John
I'm
Goodman too.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That.
And
last
then.
One.
Well, okay, I'm going to throw in one more, because now that
we're
Robin
Wright, that's fine.
Uh-huh.
Who was the geologist that was working with her?
How would you define
bookish.
That character? Like,
kind of like, kind of bookish.
But comes into their own later on.
Yeah, but not necessarily humorous.
No, not humorous, no.
Like, plays
a
plays
little clumsy,
a little,
clumsy, a little clumsy.
Ooh.
I'm having a tough time here.
This is a tough role because, like,
yeah,
unfortunately, with
a lot to it.
I think the tough thing about this is a lot of these characters and a lot of these, the delivery of these characters are very straight and plain and just nothing with like a lot of character. Like, kind of anyone can take these roles.
Sure.
In a lot of ways. And do a decent job because it doesn't require a lot.
Okay.
So I think ultimately who I want to see in this role would be...
Meryl Streep?
No.
That'd be a big get for this tiny part.
That would be a big get, and I cannot see Meryl Streep in this. Can you
fair
imagine?
Enough. Fair enough.
Like Helen Mirren makes sense because she's
about,
been in some weird stuff.
What about like Amy Poehler?
Amy Poehler.
I don't know if I see it.
Maybe Maya Rudolph.
Oh, okay.
Maybe
sure.
Amy
that
Poehler
I can see. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Last one. We gotta recast Brie Larson. I have a submission.
Let's hear it.
Chris Hemsworth.
Sure. That's good. I was thinking Armie Hammer.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Armie Hammer?
Yes.
Who's that?
Armie Hammer.
He's a baking soda.
He's a what?
Baking soda.
Well, yeah. Who? Yeah, I get. Yeah, goods. Right. So who's Armie Hammer?
He's in The Man from U.N.C.L.E. He's in Call Me by Your Name. He is in other things.
I don't know if I've seen that one.
What else is he in? He's been in all like.
I've seen Stranger Things. Are you Stranger Things?
No, he's okay. Not in that. He's he has like the army effect.
I've seen Better Things.
No, also not in that. Okay.
I haven't seen
the army effect, and which is essentially he enters into a movie and then tanks.
You know what? I could also see Ryan Gosling.
Oh, Armie Hammer was in The Social Network. He was the Twinkleboss?
Wonderboss. Winkleboss.
Wonderboss twins.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I know who he is. Sure.
Yeah.
That could work. Yeah. Just, I
wait,
love that.
Who did you, sorry.
Oh, I said Ryan Gosling.
Yes, to
they're just all really good-looking blonde men, essentially.
Yeah.
I had one.
I could also see
it. It was Magic Mike. I forgot his name. Mike from
that
Magic Mike?
Good.
Idris Elba.
No, Mike from Magic Mike.
Idris Elba.
Oh, Channing Tatum?
That's a different movie.
I would watch that movie.
Yes, I would watch
it. Magic Idris? Magic Elba?
Oh,
yeah.
That'd be so good.
Yeah.
Magic Mike.
Magic Mike XXLBA.
Oh!
There it is.
Oh my gosh, that's
there
the one.
That's the one.
That's the one, and I think that's actually a perfect segue into what has Samuel L. Jackson been in, which...
Oh, we're going in a circle.
Which is, yeah, this is a game in which we try to name until a person cannot name a... Like, we all have to name a film Samuel L. Jackson has been in.
So is there, like, first, second, third place? Like, if I quit, I can't
no.
do it, does it keep going?
There's only a loser.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm probably going to lose.
Don't be the loser.
Oh, jeez.
You want to go first? Because usually it yeah.
Say the loser takes a shot, puts them on the line, something on the line.
Okay.
Albertini
yeah.
shot.
All right.
Okay, yeah.
I'll
okay.
do it.
All right. You can start.
Wait, do you want to start? Or do
yeah.
you want to go last?
Kong Skull Island.
Okay.
All right. Star Wars Attack of the Clones.
Star Wars Episode 3, Return of the Sith.
Kingsman.
Revenge of the Sith. Okay.
Star Wars The Phantom Menace.
Pulp Fiction.
Jurassic Park.
Captain America The Winter Soldier.
What?
Captain America Civil War.
Are you certain?
Mm-hmm.
Is this like
Scrabble?
Do
we want to get a check
like,
on that?
Can we call him on that? I think we gotta call him on that. He doesn't know. Look at his face. I think Andre's a loser.
I think that's the one he dies in.
And
you just stall it.
I still had one more. No, I
oh,
have
yeah?
one more.
Right.
Let me check that real quick.
Okay, I do have one though. Should
okay.
I say it just like secure that like I was
no,
ready?
No, 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 no.
Okay, because I do have one.
You don't need to.
Okay. We're getting a quick fact check here. So, okay, just to be clear. Is this like Scrabble where like Ben and I have to take a shot if like we challenge
yes,
you and you were
it
right?
It is.
Okay, that seems fair.
Sure.
So potentially, if I'm wrong, then I'm going to have to take two shots.
I'm pretty far down on this list, and I have not seen him.
Uh-oh.
Oops. I guess he died before then.
Yeah, I'm onto the choir now, so
okay.
I'm going to say.
All right, well, I guess I lost.
Okay, well, my next one, I didn't actually know the name of the film, but it was like...
That wouldn't
it was
have
like
worked
the,
then.
It was like the bodyguard's bodyguard, and like Ryan Reynolds was in it.
Yeah.
But he's definitely the other person in
yes.
it. Okay.
I wouldn't have given
but
that
but you
to
can't
you.
Say bodyguard because I don't think that's
and he was the other person.
It was like
it.
The hitman's bodyguard. The
yeah,
bodyguard's
like
hitman or something.
I was going to say Iron Man.
Any he's other Avengers actor. Movie would have worked.
Yeah, there's a lot, unfortunately. Nice. That went surprisingly quickly.
That was a fun game.
He's in so many movies.
Did you say...
Snakes on a Plane would have worked?
Yes.
I just
that?
Choked.
Django Unchained.
Oh, yeah. Django Unchained.
Also, though, what's
Hateful
that?
Eight.
Other? Yep, Hateful
see,
Eight.
I've got a lot. I
he's
just,
also in...
Yeah, but you didn't. You
messed up.
White Snake Moans? Is that
isn't it Black Snake Moan?
Yeah, that's what
okay.
it is. I would have tripped up on
yeah.
that one. Thank goodness we did not get
yeah.
that. So that was our Samuel L. Jackson round, which was good and quick.
Yeah.
It's harder to think it up on the spot, I'll be honest.
It is.
Any other thoughts? Anything we need to talk about? Did I miss anything?
That's about it.
We could have talked about what happens in Godzilla versus King Kong, but I think we wait until 2020 to see what actually happens.
It's two big CGI mans fighting each other and collateral damage.
What movie comes out in between?
Godzilla, King of the City?
I'm pretty excited about that one. Just, you could, honestly, Ben, you could have said Godzilla, colon, anything. I would have been like, oh, I'm pretty excited about that one.
They got it. They have it. I hope it's good.
Me too.
Like,
I'll see it.
The thing is, with this cinematic universe, I don't have any confidence in it at this point, so it could be bad.
But it also hasn't
been bad.
Yeah.
You're right. But there's also only been two films.
But it also hasn't, like,
that
yeah.
Godzilla film's good, though.
Yeah, I know. It's
yeah, it was good.
That's a high point. But the fact that there's, like, three years in between releases makes it so
it's not promising.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a universe.
Well, no. And in a industry where it's common to have films that tie together every year or sometimes multiple times a year, it's really hard for them to keep that thread consistent.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I have my Black Panther tickets secured.
Oh, cool.
Sent around.
Nice. Oh.
Awesome.
Good call. We should have done that.
Yeah, we shouldn't have.
Damn it.
Oh, wow.
We'll see it.
Yeah,
we're
yeah,
gonna see it. I'm gonna see that movie.
You're gonna see it. I'm actually kind of looking forward to it.
Yeah.
In a way that I'm not normally for Marvel films.
I'm looking forward to it a little bit. I'm kind of burnt out on superhero movies
like
this
it
year.
Sucks because
especially Marvel films.
I'm excited for Black Panther and the like. I'm looking forward to that film, but at the same time, I feel this intense fatigue with superhero films. And I wish they had made this film like 5 years ago so that I could just be hype about it.
Or just like more different, like a Logan, you know, like something that's a little more.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I imagine
like Logan,
a high speed action
sequence. Logan was able to be what it was because it took place so far outside of the other films it relates to. Like they built a distance between those films.
But I think.
And Black Panther has to take place within this compact universe because they're all leading up to
Infinity War
and they want Black Panther to be a part of that, which I appreciate. Like, I'm
glad
he'll be a part of that, but at the same time, I'm ready for Infinity War to happen so that we can just move on.
Yeah, and like,
to cinematic
everything
universe
I've seen
part two.
From Infinity War hasn't necessarily got me excited for it. Like,
no.
I'm excited for it because we have not had a cinematic moment like this before in which there have been a ton of films leading up to this moment. And
Billions
so you
dollars.
Know they are putting all their money into
this
film and making it as good as they possibly can. But I also don't have any expectations for what it will actually be.
It'll be like any Avengers movie.
I hope it's better than any Avengers movie, though.
Yeah.
I want it to be. I mean, I want them to end on a good note, but we'll see what happens.
It's also going to be interesting to see what kind of tone they strike with this movie because they're combining so many different Marvel characters. Like, Guardians of the Galaxy is very different from the Avengers. Like, Paul Rudd's going to be in this movie, which will be different.
No, he was in Civil War. It's a pretty minor part. He'll probably still have a minor part.
I know,
he'll
but it's but it's like Paul Rudd with Guardians of the Galaxy with the Avengers.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they handle that.
Yeah,
we do know that a Black
Deadpool's
Widow,
not going to be in it, is he?
No,
no
that deal
that's
hasn't
Fox.
Happened yet.
Okay,
the Disney Fox deal hasn't happened yet.
Okay,
we do know that Black Widow will survive. The Infinity War because
she's gonna have her own movie, which I'm glad for that reveal because
finally.
Thank God. Yeah,
this has been the Avengers.
You wouldn't think it'd be that hard for Scarlett Johansson to make a case for why her character should have her own
they
movie.
They made Lucy after all, like, come on now.
They also made Ghost in the Shell,
two unnecessary films.
Yep. So,
I don't know, maybe they shouldn't make Black Widow. I'm kidding. I think with that. That has been a long-awaited new episode of iTunes Relay.
I'm getting excited for the next one already because Ben and I were chatting and
we've got some ideas.
Cool.
I think for the second idea we have, I have some ideas on how to supplement that experience.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, fine. There's a lot we can do with that.
Yes.
I like supplemental experiences.
Do you want to quickly
40X?
Yes, I do want to hear the second concept.
Oh.
The other concept was we were going to pick the Hungerford Journey.
Oh, that... I had that idea. I
yeah.
for sure thought you were going to choose that.
Oh, yeah.
I that was
we
in
did.
My mind.
I
was
all
right.
In.
Yep, that's
we were
totally
so close.
Especially
we were so
because
close.
We ate Indian food tonight. We were like, oh.
We almost went back to it. We were almost like, oh, maybe we should do Hungerford Journey because we
good.
Just had Indian food. No, no.
I wonder where we would have ended up.
This
would have been a different movie.
The story behind
Watch
that.
Us end up at
yeah.
Xander Cage.
Oh.
What would that have been?
The story behind that is that Andre's mom has been pressuring us to watch that film for the longest time. And Andre and I finally watched it by ourselves over Christmas.
And Ben missed out.
Ben missed
yeah.
out, so we thought it'd be fun.
But you
to
told me
that.
All about it.
Yeah. Like
I think I got it. I got my own viewing
yes.
experience.
We did, yeah.
yeah.
And at least I had good drinks to wash
yes.
away the memory.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, that was our other idea.
Yeah. All right.
Exasperated.
No,
she's gonna
doesn't.
Hear you.
Annette, let us know if you listen to this podcast. If you've made it this far.
Yeah.
yeah.
We're sorry. And with that.
This has been another episode of the Munch Podcast. You can find our content at, I hate calling it content, but you can find our content at getmunchedup.com. You're on Twitter at getmunchedup, Instagram getmunchedup. On Facebook, you can find us getmunchedup or munchblog. I kind of just want to drop our Facebook account, though, honestly.
Tell me about it. I feel the same way.
Let's do it.
We're also on Pinterest.
RIP Facebook.
RIP Facebook. Also, they're supposedly changing their news feed coming up. So
yeah, exactly.
Like,
it makes even less sense.
No one engages
there.
With our content on Facebook, so it's like especially not worth it.
But follow us on Instagram because it's lit over there.
Yeah, we're blowing up with that, like, 300 followers.
Wow.
Hey.
But... a social media service specifically focused on food asked if they could email us, and I did not respond. So we're doing great.
Hey!
Cool.
And with that, please send us any emails in which you would have questions that or advice or looking for advice at getmunchedup@gmail.com. We would love to
any
answer
kind
your
of
questions.
Advice.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be food or movies.
Life
it can
advice.
It can be about painting. It can be about... your boyfriend, it
yeah.
can be about a book that you're reading, like any advice.
We
algebra.
Algebra.
We collectively
geometry,
have
not calculus.
Not
do
calculus.
Not ask me about calculus. I've put that behind me.
I could maybe whip out those skills.
Can we not?
But we collectively
I could
have 80 years.
Do a derivative. Do a
maybe you can't do
theorem.
A derivative. You
how long
know.
Would it take? It would take a little bit, right?
It'd take a while.
You have to Google it. If you have to Google it, they could Google it. We can't help them.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't ask us about math.
It'd be weird.
Yeah.
Well, we collectively have around 80 years of
I can do algebra.
Knowledge,
I can
so
probably do geometry.
Hit us up at getmunchedup@gmail.com.
Stats.
And with that, if you were a giant monster in the world, what would your name be? Andre.
Why am I first?
Because Liana gave me a look that she was not ready for this question.
If so, am I myself, or can I be a?
You can be whatever
okay.
you want.
All right. My name would be the one, the only, the big, big Beetle.
So we have the one, the only, the big, big Beetle. occupying one corner of the room, Liana.
It would be Mecca, and then some kind of cat.
No, no,
name
no,
after
no,
it.
No, no. Give me something real.
Like,
give me something full.
Like Mecca Leopard or
okay,
something.
That works.
So we got the one, the only, the big, big Beetle, and Mecca Leopard, and then in the other corner we just got little Big Ben.
Little Big Ben?
Little Big Ben. Nice and simple. Straight to the point. And with that, good day.
Ben, what kind of animal are you?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.